Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
So do you know what your fitness ID is? Is there a one-size-fit-all when developing a fitness program? We've all been to the clubs and seen the trainers walking around from machine to machine with their patients or their clients doing the same exercises for everybody. Well, my guest, Dr. Barbara Bushman, says that's not the case. So, Dr. Bushman, what's our fitness ID?
Well, fitness ID is a term that we've used with ACSM's Complete Guide to Fitness and Health, and really it just simply reflects your fitness status. And we look at that as having four major parts: to discover, develop, evolve, and then personalize. So on the discovery side of things, looking at guidelines, looking at assessment so that you can compare yourself to others of your same sex and age, and that sort of gives you a status check of where you're at. So if you're on the high end of the scale, great. Keep doing the things you are in that area, but you may find that aerobic fitness is great, but your muscular fitness is on the low end of the scale. And so that helps you then to, as you were just pointing out, individualize your exercise plan to focus a little bit more on muscular fitness so that you can bring that standard up as well. The next stage is to develop, and that's where we're really looking at including the various fitness components, the aerobic exercise, muscular fitness, flexibility, the neuromotor exercise training, putting those components together in a program that fits our lifestyle. And each person's going to be individual. And when I work with my students in class, I try to emphasize to them, it's not a cookie-cutter approach. Everyone's different. So we can't just pull a sheet of paper out of a file and hand someone an exercise program because their beginning level very likely is going to be different, as well as what their goals are.
And that's always been the case.
And we need to really look at people's goals.
Okay, so this has been the case for a long time. I used to be a fitness director, and when I first started at the club, I remember that he handed me a workout and said, you take everybody on this workout. You do 8 to 10 exercises. You do 8 to 10 repetitions of each of these exercises. You know, it was the old Nautilus way. And now you're saying that this is not what we do. So how do you know what some people need to do and what others? If you're somebody going into a club, how can you kind of gauge your own needs?
And I think that's where that first step, the checking out your assessments, is such an important step. So if you have an area that's, you know, weaker or is an area of concern, that's someplace that you need to spend more time. So when we look at muscular fitness, you know, the baseline is 2 days per week. If you have a real deficit there, maybe we need to be looking at, that's something I want to focus on 3 days per week. So move toward the higher end of the range of recommended days.
So first, for the layperson, Dr. Bushman, they need to think to themselves before they start, what is it I want to achieve? Do I want to be thinner? Do I want to have more wind? Do I want to be able to walk further and travel around? I mean, so first of all, for yourself, you set your own goals.
Right. And to me, it's so important to set those goals down on paper. You know, we look at goals as being specific, measurable, achievable. So by putting them down on paper with a time frame attached to them, that's going to help us to move forward. It's not, to me, very helpful to just say, I want to get in better shape. You know, what shape is that? Is it round? Is it rectangle? Is it square? We really want someone to say, now, what am I going to be doing? I want to, maybe 2 months from now, there is a charity 5K in my community, and I really want to be able to jog that whole 5K. Well, what steps do I need to take each week to get me ready to do that? That's a great goal to be able to move us forward within our plan to keep us engaged in our activity as well as focused on something that is achievable out there in the future.
Well, I think that's great advice to say you want to get it on paper, because then you can look at it. And I'm a list maker, so once I've done something, I can cross it off the list. So at least if you put it on paper, it's right there in front of you, and it gives you something to shoot for. So now that you've made your goals, how do you achieve your goals? Does everybody need to get a trainer? Do you have to join a club? Can you start right in your own home? you know, give us some steps to actually achieving those goals.
And that goes back, again, everyone's going to be real individual. Some folks will enjoy having a personal trainer that sort of helps them through those initial stages, maybe helps them with some of the assessments. Other individuals prefer to sort of go it alone, and maybe they refer to some resources like ACSM, the American College of Sports Medicine, has available. So I think there's a lot of differences there in terms of where people's comfort level is. Group exercise classes, some people really enjoy. Other people like to have that time just to sort of get away from everyone, from the phone, from the computer, and see their exercise time as a period to both physically and mentally regroup. So I think everyone needs to look at what's going to fit into my day. Does it work well to stop at a fitness center on my way home to do my exercise bout? Is it more feasible within my lifestyle to have maybe a couple pieces of equipment that I purchase for my home so that I can exercise at home, maybe, you know, with small children? That might be easier than trying to work with daycare. So each person is going to be unique in their circumstance, and they really need to take the time to reflect on that so that they can develop a workable program. Because ultimately, we want this to be a lifestyle habit, not something that we start and stop over the course of a year.
I completely agree. Now, myself, I love my treadmill and television. And so I always think to myself, why should I sit on the couch and watch TV when I can watch it on my treadmill? So I tape my shows and I watch them while I'm on the treadmill, and it gets me hours and hours a week. So you have to kind of see what does really work for you. How do you evolve? How does it change? Does it change? Because people get stuck in a routine, Dr. Bushman.
Well, and I think that's a real concern when we're looking at progression over time. So it can become very easy to get stuck in the same level of activity. We just do what we do, and once we're done, we check it off the list and move on. But if we really want to look at improvements in fitness, we're going to need to be continuing to either increase the time that we're active, or maybe increasing the intensity, or using a different activity, providing a unique stress to the body. So from beginners to established exercisers, we need to look at unique ways that we can stress the body. And by stressing the body, I'm looking at that in a very positive sense. To have an improvement, we have to sort of push ourselves beyond what we would do during our normal routine daily activities. And when we do that, then we're going to be able to see improvements, whether it's improvements in our aerobic fitness, you know, we're able to move around with our kids or playing games with other individuals, not getting winded as fast, or maybe it's muscular fitness, not struggling with, you know, packages as much as we did before. So looking at how we can stress ourselves, again, in the positive sense, so that our activities of daily living can be done at a sort of a lower level than, lower relative level than previously.
Well, that's even one of the definitions of fitness, Dr. Bushman, the wherewithal to be able to complete daily activities without that undue stress and fatigue. You know, so I think those goals, now wrap it up for us, Dr. Bushman. Give us your best advice for finding our fitness ID and achieving our goals.
Well, I think the last step is to really personalize it. It needs to be unique to you, and be willing to put it down on paper, develop a plan, and then follow through on that plan, whether that involves getting a membership or social support or finding an exercise buddy, using your calendar to make appointments for your exercise. It's as important that for sure as getting your hair done or anything else, and we make those type of appointments on a routine basis. Let's do the same thing with our physical activity plan. Make it part of a daily routine.
That's great advice. And so the book that people can find, I mean, and that's for the layman as well, the ACSM Complete Guide to Fitness and Health. So you can find that, and it gives you that advice from Dr. Barbara Bushman on how you can find your fitness ID and really get your goals set down on paper and follow them, evolve, and get them done. So let's stay healthy, train your body, motivate, and perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. We'll be back.